Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to a Game Show Wednesday here on 106.7 The Fan, brought to you by MGM National Harbor. Go check out the poker room. Do it today. Tell them the poker ambassador, Hakes, sent you.
And
coming
remember,
up, Barry Trotz in about 35 minutes, head coach of the Caps.
Remember, 106.7 The Fans at MGM National Harbor, Tap Sports Bar tomorrow and Friday for all the college basketball tournament games. Every seat at Tap Sports Bar. I think they have over 90 TVs there. You can get more details at thefandc.com/events.
By the way, someone's texted me that I guess multiple news sources reporting there was a shooting on 295.
That's what it was.
Oh, really?
That makes sense because they shut that blicky down.
Yeah, they weren't messing around.
Normally, they don't do that where you just all of a sudden out of nowhere, you're taking a new exit.
Right, they'll usually shut down a lane, maybe two. A whole blicky was shut down this morning.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about the Redskins. A bunch of people want to weigh in. Where do you think the offense stands? I don't know if they whiffed because who knows if they really went hard after Isaiah Crowell or Deion Lewis, but they didn't add anybody, at least in the first day of the legal tampering before free agency officially starts, at the running back position. They did add Paul Richardson at wide receiver. Who knows where he was ranked for the Redskins? We had talked about Sammy Watkins potentially being a target. He ends up with the Chiefs. We talked about others. Instead, they go with Paul Richardson, which to me is kind of the second tier of the free agent wide receivers.
Well, I mean, we'll see. He had 80 targets, 44 catches for over 700 yards, 6 touchdowns last year as a number two receiver. I would assume that he's going to be more implemented in this offense. Or maybe he gets up to, I mean, Doug Baldwin was targeted 125 times, had almost 80 catches. So that's the difference between the ones and the twos in terms of targets.
Yeah, but it depends on
at least for Seattle.
But it depends on the type of receiver you are. He's a stretch the field guy. I would assume if you look at DeSean Jackson's numbers, that they're going to kind of replicate his numbers here in this offense.
You'd hope.
Which was like 56 catches, you know, 1,000 yards, but that's what it was. It wasn't 80 catches
no,
here.
I'm not expecting 80.
Yeah.
I just think the Cakes' prediction of 60 could be
60 could
be
good.
That's a good number.
60 would
be
a good year.
He was a second-round pick.
Especially if he averages 17 yards a catch.
He's had a couple of ACLs.
Yeah, one in college. I think one early in his career. But I tell you, you watch the guy run at the combine. You watch him still run. I mean, these ACLs, knock on wood, these doctors and the PT guys, the rehab.
Yeah, they're so good.
They've got it figured out pretty good. You don't ever want to have one. It's painful. It's a long recovery, but these guys are coming back from them pretty remarkably well. All right, let's go to Joe. By the way, just want to say this, even though the lines are locked and loaded. When I give my grades, I don't know if Jason and you guys feel the same way, B-plus at quarterback, B-minus at running back, C-minus at receiver. I still think in Gruden's system, that will elevate them. So I still think they can be successful, but in and of themselves, to me, it's an underwhelming group. I want to make that point. But still, all that being said, Jay Gruden schemes guys open. He just does. And so I think, you know, they could work with him, but it's nothing to write home about.
There are a lot of underwhelming groups in the NFL if you break it down.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we also have to include, when you're talking about receivers, you do have to include Chris Thompson.
Sure, sure. And that's why Chris Thompson is the reason why I give them a B- on the running backs. And believe me, I think our running grip, you know, kind of, it almost like the argument is an F. You know, because our running game is so poop. But I just like Chris Thompson so much, he gets him to B- for me. Let's go to Joe in Manassas. Joe, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, Junks? Love the show, as always. I just wanted to call in and say that if Richardson catches 80 balls, there's good. That's bad news, man, to be honest. That means that Jordan Reed probably got hurt. Jackson didn't play a full schedule. Because, 80 balls, he's not going to catch 80 balls.
No, he's not.
He's not going to catch 80 balls.
I'm guessing he can be in the 50 to 60 range, though.
He's going to run.
I agree with that.
the Deshaun Jackson routes. And Deshaun caught 56, and then he was hurt, caught 30, and 56 balls here.
Right, but remember, he was targeted a bunch of times. He was probably in the 100-yard
targeted 95 times and 100 times. Right, caught half the balls. That's what deep threats do. They catch half the balls.
Well, maybe a more accurate quarterback gets a little bit more.
I personally think he'll catch more than Deshaun just for the fact, you know how Deshaun, he would like to take plays off. He'll run one time down the field, take three plays off. So I think he'll be on the field longer and more, and it might equate to a few more catches. But that being said, our receiving has got to be a C minus at best. And, I think we're going to address, Doug Williams was saying, I think we'll address the running backs. Like, we got a deep class in the draft. I think we'll take care of that then. Crowell, and I don't think that was the answer. I know they're good players, but I think they're doing the right thing there in the draft, waiting for a running back.
Right. Gotcha.
I'm not crazy about Crowell. Maybe I'm just tainted by what I saw him do with Cleveland, and it's hard to judge somebody on what happened in Cleveland over the past few seasons.
Uh-huh.
I'd have a hard time shelling out a lot of money for him.
Let's go to Solomon. Brandywine. Solomon, hey, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Guess what I give? I give the quarterback a B+. I get a wide receiver a B because this guy Richardson, he's going to be better than Ryan Grant, and you're not going to waste seven games of the season trying to make Terrell Pryor your number one.
Right.
Dotson's going to be at the number one. You see what I'm saying? So the passing game is going to be better, and I moved the running game from a C- up to a CB- simply because Alex Smith on our third and one, he can run it. He's going to get you 5-10 yards. You see what I'm saying? So all of that's going to open up because the defense, you got to play Alex Smith honest because Alex Smith will run the ball on you. So that's going to open the passing game up. I just think overall the offense probably is about a B-. If they get a better running game, that'll move us up to a solid B. So in terms of grading, instead of it being letter grade, I get them right now 75%, 80. You know what I mean? So that's what I think.
All right, I like it.
So,
I like it.
C+, B-.
Depends. If we were in DeMatha.
Although 75 is a straight C.
DeMatha, 75 was almost a D, right? Was it 74?
Well, 75 was a C, 74 was a D.
74 was a D.
Yeah.
They still do that?
84 was a C.
Right,
that's a hurting grading system.
One of my kids would be in trouble.
Right. At Roosevelt, I just wanted a 69.5 to get a C.
Yeah, I just want to scrape by as best I could.
Let's go.
His glasses were tough.
I was in over my head.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go to Andy in Charlotte.
Why was I in science and technology school? That was stupid.
Yeah, it was.
So we didn't have to go to Largo?
I guess. Didn't have to pay to go to DeMatha, I guess. I don't know.
Andy, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Hey, I would definitely say that you can't have a player on any skill position rated higher than a C. I'm just going through anything that ranks out players. Don't have a top 100 player in any position. Jordan Reed is the closest to that. Don't have they don't have. It's like a car. We have a car, but we got no tires on a car is what we got. So that thing looks good, sits there until we try to use it, and then that sucker isn't moving at all.
You mean Josh Doctson?
Jordan Reed, he's the only one. But how often is he playing?
But he's
going to give you what, 12 games?
When he's healthy, he's a top 3 or 4 tight end in the league.
I know.
He just is.
But at this point, he's available half the time.
Right, well,
that's just a track record.
True, but you don't know that. You don't know that for this year. He could play 14 games.
Thank you.
You don't know.
That's right. Hey, and the big over-under should be what position are the Redskins going to be drafting next year, and it's going to be in the top 5. So there you go. Wow. All right, guys.
We'll see.
All right, so he thinks the Skins are like a 3 or 4 win team.
Yeah, I think they're better
than
that.
All right, hold on. All right.
Just 52, based on what they have now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Cakes, I'm not good at math. 52 divided by 10 by 5 is about 10.3 or something, right?
Yeah.
Ish. So that's how many games Jordan Reed is available for on average.
So he'll play 10 games a year.
10 games.
10 games a year, which is 10 out of 16. What is that, JP? Is that a little over? Is that 2/3?
60%?
60%. Yeah.
62.5.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, your number one player is only going to be there 60% of the time,
right?
Which a 60 is a D.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, buddy.
It's barely a D.
Yeah. Let's go to Walt Alexandria. Walt, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
Hello, great. Walt. How are you, my friend?
All right, just fine. You know, I give them a C- primarily because I don't want them to speculate and think that they have what they need to win. They need to go out free agency, get some players, or get somebody in the draft. Because, see, I believe in player development. The Redskins don't seem to be able to develop the player. They're no better when they get there than they are when they leave. They need to be able to develop those players and get them so they're a number one catch and they can be able to win. That's my opinion on it.
Well,
I don't
they
know
developed
what you
Crowder, although I thought he disappointed last year. They're trying to develop Doxson. They've developed Chris Thompson. They're trying to develop Piran. I've given up on him virtually.
After one season.
Yeah, that's what I do. But I also gave up on Kendall Fuller. I didn't like him.
Yeah.
Right, you didn't.
Yeah.
But he was the best slot corner in the league. You didn't give him enough time.
1 year. I mean, I made my evaluation.
You got to give him time.
I was wrong. But let's see what he does this year. See if he stays healthy.
But again, they're going to add other pieces.
Correct. Yeah.
Here's the thing about the offense. You know, when we grade individually, we don't really talk about the coaching impact. This is what I look at. Last year, even with that poopy running game,
Gruden will coach him up.
Right. They were the 16th.
Scheme him up.
They were the 16th ranked offense.
Yeah.
So to give them D's and F's, it's really unfair because that was with Jordan Reed barely playing. Mm-hmm. Now, none of us believe that Jordan Reed is somebody that you can trust to play a lot. But you do have to consider
him. He started
him
five games last year.
As a
that was a really bad
and
year.
And I would guess that he would
play more.
The year
before that, he started eight.
And then Paul
Richardson.
The year
before that, he started nine.
If
the year before
despair,
that, he started two.
Well, now, how many did he play? Was he playing? He just didn't start those games. Did he play in those games?
He's starting caliber, so he obviously was playing hobbled.
Right.
He's never started 10 games in the league.
But he's also had some, he's also had some years or games where he was hurt, but he was still playing through it.
Right. He did that. He does that quite a bit. I think he's a bit of a warrior.
But last year
or not.
He had the foot. He had the foot issue, which affected the a groin.
Yeah, and what we're also not talking about is the offensive line. Last year, in particular,
he's also
the offensive line was banged up. All right.
Yes.
He had Trent
absolutely.
Williams missed a bunch of games. He had Morgan Moses banged up throughout the year. Basically, the whole offensive line was banged up at times. Now, I'm not saying that you can rely on them to be completely healthy, but I would just expect the offense. Now, we'll see what happens at quarterback, but I would expect the offense to be about the same. And maybe a slight upgrade if Richardson can perform as expected. Now, last year, they brought in Terrell Pryor, and there were great expectations.
Well, if they're going to have all the injuries that they had last year, then it's probably going to be worse. But, if you have to stay healthy, relatively healthy, to have a good year.
I don't think there's any scenario where they're as banged up in 2018 as they were in 2017.
So, to me, there's no reason to believe the offense would be worse than 16th, unless you believe it's a big downgrade from Kirk to Alex Smith. And personally, I don't. I think it's going to be I agree with Doug Williams and the organization saying that they can get a quarterback like Alex Smith to 4,000 yards.
I think they can, too, with the offense.
Because they were so good at the 20 years before Kirk Cousins. They were so good at getting those guys.
Alex Smith is better than those guys they had before. He's
also
better than Jason Campbell.
Offensive statistics are different than 20 years ago.
You don't think he's significantly better than Jason Campbell?
I mean, he may be like two rungs higher than Jason Campbell. I don't think Alex Smith is special. I just don't.
He's not
special.
Nobody
said special.
I don't think Kirk was.
I think he's more special than Alex Smith.
Well, we'll see.
That's just my opinion.
Talk about a lot of pressure.
I'm higher on Kirk than you guys. I don't know.
Take Minnesota at least to a championship game next year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was.
That's what
I'm
saying. There's pressure on him.
Kirk, just think. Kirk was throwing.
I don't agree with you that he has to get to the Super Bowl.
I said at least to a championship game.
Kirk was throwing to donks.
But a Super Bowl in 3 years. If he doesn't go to a Super Bowl in 3 years, that's not a successful
signing. Kirk was throwing to donks and went over 4,000 yards.
What if he has good years?
He was throwing to donks like Grant, who just swindled the Ravens out of a bunch of money. You throw to Chris Thompson out of the backfield. You throw to a terrible Terrell Pryor who's
better put up
running
better
on one
numbers
leg.
Than Case did last year.
All right, but he was also thrown to DeSean and Pierre Garçon.
You think he won't put up better numbers than Case Keenum?
I think Case Keenum last year with the Vikings had a pretty solid year.
Hold on, what's the debate?
I'm saying Keenum versus Kirk better have a better year next year with the Vikings than Case Keenum did last year with the Vikings.
Well,
that's for sure.
And that includes taking care of the ball. Because that's what Case was really good at. Not getting sacked, taking care of the ball, led him to the NFC Championship.
Keenum last year only threw for 3,500 yards, but 22-7 touchdown interception
ratio. He laughs at 3,500 yards. Points at it and laughs.
We'll see. Different team, different style of offense. He's actually going to hand the ball off in that offense.
He's going to have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, he's actually throwing a legitimate talent like Thielen and Diggs.
Such a big Vikings fan now.
He's got a nice tight end.
Team Kirk.
Meanwhile, right if this was a Cap or a Wizard, they'd be dead. Yeah. He would feel like I feel.
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
know
care
why
one iota.
He's so I think just because he's bashed the organization for how they handled the contract situation for so long,
here's what
he's dug in.
I'll pull back the curtain. I think the front office is loaded with buffoons.
Well,
nobody disagrees.
Everyone agrees.
And I think they just made, terrible decision after terrible decision.
Everyone agrees.
Unanimous. Why does that affect you to the point where you have to root for the guys who leave so hard?
Why aren't you rooting for Ryan Grant like that?
Yeah, do you care about other guys?
I don't have affinity for Ryan Grant. I don't know. I have a soft spot right here for Kirky.
You know why? Because we
Kirky's my guy.
Why, you like phony, disingenuous guys?
He's not phony.
Oh. Cares about their stats.
I don't think he's a phony. You guys are on the...
Eddie Haskell.
You guys
hey,
are
watch
on,
out. Grant will get upset. Grant's going to get upset at you.
I don't
wait
care.
Till all the Vikings message boards start talking about check down Kirk.
Oh, I'm praying the Vikings pad statter Kirk. Praying Kirk, they're in the Super batter. Bowl next year.
Kirk's the guy that who's a rebound shy of a triple-double, throw the ball up against the glass.
He's Ricky Davis. Yeah. How dare you?
Shoot at his own basket to get a rebound.
That is offensive.
All right, remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, Coach Barry Trotz from the Washington Capitals. Craig Hoffman will get back to the Redskins. Our Redskins beat reporter at 8:20. And the PGA Tour legend, John Daly, at 9, all right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We got Coach Barry Trotz from the Washington Capitals joining us in 15 minutes. Caps have the Islanders on the road on Thursday and then play them at home on Friday. A little back-to-back.
And by the way, the Islanders are the worst defensive team in hockey. They've given up 245 goals, I believe. If you don't score minimum 4 goals on them, you've had a bad night.
Right. Good. So we'll talk to Coach Trotz coming up in 15 minutes. John Daly, legendary PGA Tour golfer, joins us at 9 o'clock. Real quick, we're going to play Pie or Poo because apparently it's Pie Day. And I asked him, is this national?
Such a terrible bit.
I asked him if it was like national, like Pie Day, like apple pie,
right.
Blueberry pie, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
No, it's the number pie.
Yeah, but can I ask you? Okay, everyone knows pie is 3.14.
Yes.
What the hell does that mean?
I didn't even know that.
Pi r squared is the equation to figure out the circumference, I believe, of a circle.
And that benefits people how?
I mean, I learned it
to know
in high school like everybody else.
Stupid formula.
How many times that registered with me? Radius? Not at all.
How many times have you used any of that math after high school?
Never.
Never.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Never. The only addition we need, the only math we need, addition, subtraction.
No,
maybe
no.
Maybe multiplication.
Yeah, for tipping. Division. You need for tipping.
You need all that stuff.
You need tipping.
Percentages. You need to know percentages. But all the stuff they learn in high school.
No one knows that, my phone. Those percentages.
Now, you need to get the fractions for betting. You know, like if it's the line's 4.5, to understand those type of things.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. I can lean on Valdez for that.
But that's about all you need.
Yeah.
Fractions, multiplication.
You need the basics, unless you're going to become a scientist, an engineer, certain fields.
Pie.
You're going to
be stupid.
Stupid radio guy.
Pie is dumb.
You need nothing.
Right.
Real quick, before we play Pie or Poo, I just looked at an article on ProFootballTalk.com. And it is amazing. So legal tampering started yesterday. And out of their top 50 free agents, 31 already agreed to deals.
Of course.
So it's leftovers now.
Well, of course. Because
there's still a couple big names.
That's because the teams have the money now. And in 2 weeks, they won't have as much.
Still a couple big
names. Of course you're going to
sign those guys. And Dominican Sue's available.
It's your money. You paid for it.
Nate Solder is an offensive tackle from the Patriots. Sheldon Richardson, defensive tackle from the Seahawks. A.J. McCarron and Dontari Poe are some of the big names still available.
Got a running back name real quick. What do you think about Carlos Hyde here for the Skins?
Talented, but has
injury prone. I get it, but if you get him at the right price, I don't think that's a terrible option.
It's definitely an upgrade.
Clearly an upgrade.
All right, let's play Pie or Poo. We have now said no introduction. We don't want to know who it is.
I like this. We're not tainting it. Not tainting the sample.
Let's just hear the song. I'm in it, Poo.
I know this voice. I can't quite place it.
It sounds like Chris Cornell, but he's no longer with us.
It does sound like Chris Cornell.
Did Jason nail it? Is it Chris Cornell?
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, it could have been 6 months ago.
No, it's not Chris Cornell.
In that genre, though.
Is it Steven Tyler?
No.
There's a little bit of that there.
Sounds a little White Stripesy to me, too.
Yeah, I don't
Either
like
way,
it.
Either way, the
no
song
hook.
Does nothing for
There's
me.
None. There's no
Hold
hook.
On. Oh, no.
No idea who that
who
is.
Who is it? Who is it?
It's Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I was going to say.
This is that first Pearl Jam song they've released in like 5 years, I think.
Yeah. Poo.
It's the reason why they don't release stuff.
I know what it's not. It's not Better Man.
It's not good.
It's not
it's
Daughter.
Not wish list.
It's not
it's
Elderly
not
Woman
yeah,
Behind
it's not
the
any
Counter.
Of those.
It's none of those sillies.
I like that we're not tainting,
Nothing
though, because
man.
Had you said Pearl Jam beforehand, people might have given it a pie.
It's not terrible,
I don't think
but it's not
going to give it a pie.
I don't love it.
At best, you're going to give it an eh.
There wasn't a hook.
There wasn't a hook. Yeah, I didn't hear
a whole lot of cymbal. Too much cymbal for me.
Like, for our pie, it's cherry pie. Because for me,
know,
cherry pie is kind of
you don't like cherry
down
pie,
the
right.
middle. It's okay. And I hate Cherry Pie by Warrant. That's a terrible song. It's a scourge on the hair metal, the hair metal industry from back in the day.
So, EB, have you patched things up with AWOD? I guess he in particular was upset with you at the discussion.
He didn't know what he's upset about.
I think mostly he just missed out on his attention
dollars. He was mad that he missed his bit, and he was, like, crying. I mean, the picture that Drab tweeted yesterday was one of the most epic pictures.
He was very sad.
In the 22-year history of the show.
People thought it was a stage photo.
They actually thought it was staged.
Yeah.
But it was Adam pouting and crying like a baby.
No, I mean, I was distraught, okay? I was
right
upset.
Agreed.
With, you know, management. I mean, I've been working at the station for 3 years. I'm never going to be taken serious as a broadcaster.
Correct.
Okay, forget about the broadcasting. What are you upset about management about? Because they made you do a video?
No, it wasn't that.
Isn't that your job?
No, JP, it was for the new website that we have.
Okay, what did you have to do?
I had to do training.
Okay.
But my login wasn't working, and so I had to go downstairs and talk to the IT people, and
right,
they didn't understand.
Right.
So what's your complaint there?
Right. No, but look, you were doing a job,
right?
And you missed your little moment to be on the radio. It's not. It wasn't
earth-shattering. So you're upset about missing the radio time.
Yeah, I mean, what was the big deal?
The big deal for me is that it's not missing the part of the show. It's that missing the part of the show, and then I get people texting me that, hey, they're killing your dad. Hey, they're killing you. And I'm not here to defend myself.
Well, hold on.
It's
think
almost
we really
like slander,
killed
your it feels
I don't
like.
I don't think we really killed your dad. We're mostly killing you.
Well, my dad's biggest prideful thing is that he's not retired and that he's still full-time at his age.
Well, first of all, I think you can play. I think I said, isn't his dad retired? I mean, who knows? You think I follow what your dad does?
Who would care?
But you used the word vagabond. I don't even know what that word means. My dad made me Google it.
Right.
Now I'm spending time during my day learning new words.
Well, I just said that.
God forbid you learn something.
I just said that's what I thought your future was.
What's your definition of vagabond now that you have looked it up? I'm just curious to see if you retained it.
A bum.
I saw your future kind of like your dad's, minus all the good parts.
You could be a vagabond NBA player, like Joe Smith was
a vagabond.
Yeah. But anyway, no, I think deep down, you were upset that you missed your moment in the sun to promote your movie.
Well, you guys killed my podcast week after week, and this was the first positive thing for my podcast ever.
We don't kill it week after week. It goes weeks without being mentioned.
Yes.
That's another thing that's also killing me. JP is trying to kick me off the show for no reason. I mean, it's been going on for months now.
Yeah. I'm not trying to kick you off the show. I like your dumbass.
Yeah. I do want you to get back to coaching me a little bit, though.
Bick would do minimum 2 segments a show, if he could, with you.
That's not true. Not every day is there something interesting. But, you know, when he goes on these failed dates. And
right. You care about me from 6 to 10.
You just like to bring up any topic with him.
What
like
am
to
I actively doing to kick you off the show? I just said we haven't mentioned you.
Well, where did AWOD Free February come from? I mean, that was out of nowhere, out of left
field.
Well,
because it was just too much at 106.7 The Fan Live.
January was just too much.
Yeah. And most people agreed with that.
Well, 106.7 The Fan Live. That was on the Junks and Grant and Danny and Chad.
I
because
agree.
They brought
so
me up.
Upon
I wasn't on
reflection,
the
upon reflection, we all realized we needed less AWOD. That was pretty universal.
Was it a February free AWOD one?
No.
JP broke it.
Oh, yeah.
No, you
broke it.
Right.
Right. And Aaron Hawksworth asked me out, so we had to talk about
right.
that.
Right. She likes you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're sorry that you had your feelings hurt.
Can AY tell his family members to stop listening to the show?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Or controlling our content. That's annoying.
There's millions of Epsteins that listen.
Okay. Great. The first rule of talk radio is you don't have your family members.
It's great if we have millions because we've never seen millions in the ratings.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know what you're talking about, Dreb. Everyone that I know listens to the show. The Sports Junkies are the most popular show in the area.
In the world.
Yes.
History of the planet.
Right.
Yes, because you talk about dongs and divas.
I know one person who doesn't listen, my wife.
Yeah.
Because I tell her not to.
Good move.
Well, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Listen, is there anything that you, now you have an opportunity, you have a moment here, is there anything that you want to get out there?
Hey, look at that, time's flying. Barry Trotz is almost on the show.
Well, I think people are talking trash about our movie brackets.
Here
they
comes,
don't even understand.
Hey, Kicks, someone's texting that Carlos Hyde signed with the Browns. We missed that.
Okay. There he goes. Carlos Hyde.
I wanted to get back to some real stuff.
At the right price.
Coming up next, more real stuff. Barry Trotz, head coach of the Washington Capitals, who are back atop in first place in the Metro. We'll talk to him next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.